The Siena College Research Institute has released results from a survey that shows just how pervasive cyberbullying is among teens across upstate New York. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
First, the numbers from a poll conducted by the Siena College Research Institute. 26% of teens across the state say they've been cyberbullied. 56% of teens say they've witnessed online bullying, and 20% overall and a third of girls say they've cried because of something someone posted online about them or someone close to them. Siena's research director Don Levy says it's not surprising considering how online activities dominate the lives of teens.
You know, it's sort of like, you know, they're swimming in a sea of it, and, you know, I think it's a bit of a wake-up call.
The survey queried teens and their parents from Albany to Buffalo, and Levy says while there are some small regional variations, it was apparent cyberbullying is happening everywhere.
They were consistent whether the student was from an urban school, a suburban, a rural. We saw the same dynamic.
And while the targets of bullies haven't changed that much over the years, physical appearance and social awkwardness are the top reasons for online bullying. Levy says online pictures and comments carry a bigger punch.
Because of the manner in which we communicate, what seems to them like everybody in the whole school is aware of it. That's a lot of pressure for them.
The survey, sponsored by the Tyler Clementi Foundation and AT&T, also showed that while most parents have rules regarding online use, students say parents often don't enforce them, and many have no idea about their child's online life. Jane Clementi, whose son committed suicide after being bullied online, joined Levy to point out how these statistics speak to a staggering problem that can perplex schools and families.
Oh, what do you say to parents? Keep an eye on your children. Keep talking. Don't shut down communications. Just keep talking and opening up, and your children will open up with you too.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.